Malachim Aleph Perek Chav Beis, the Siyum Perek. Keep in mind, with this Perek we finish another Sefer of Nach. It's certainly fitting to raise our levels of happiness, as every word of Torah we learn is precious in the eyes of Hashem. These words of Navi, like all words of Torah, can never be diminished in the eyes of Hashem, and is truly valuable in this world and the next. As the previous Perek ended with Achav doing a certain level of tshuva, this parak begins with a peace treaty that was made between Yehoshaphat and Achav. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayashvu shlosha anashim ein milchama bein Arum bein Yisrael. And they sat for 3 years, and there was no war between Arum and Yisrael. Vayhi v'shanasa shlishi v'yared Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda al melech Yisrael. And it was in the third year that Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, went down to the king of Yisrael. There was peace between two kingdoms of Yisrael, between Yehoshaphat and Achav. Achav, king of Yisrael, asked Yehoshaphat, king of Yehuda, for his hand in going to battle and conquering the town of Ramoth Gilead, which was currently occupied by king of Aram. Ramoth Gilead initially belonged to Yisrael, and Achav wanted to reconquer it. Yehoshaphat wanted Achav to ask a prophet before going to battle. Achav asked 400 prophets if going to battle was a good idea or not, and they unanimously consented and said, yes, you will surely win. Yehoshaphat understood these were false prophets and inquired to Achav if there were any true prophets around. The Radak brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Pei Tes Amud Aleph. Yehoshaphat knew they were all false prophets because all the prophets used the same exact wording. And we know every prophet prophesizes in their own unique style. Therefore, these prophets were rendered to be fake and false. Achav reluctantly called for Michayahu ben Yimla, a true Navi, upon Yehoshaphat's request. Achav was reluctant because Michayahu always seemed to give Achav a negative prophecy. In Pasuk Yud through Chav Ches, both kings were dressed in royalty when a false prophet named Sidkiah ben Kenana had the audacity to maintain he was a true prophet, and they would be successful in battle. Michayahu ben Yimla then appeared and announced Sidkiah was a false prophet, along with all the other false prophets. Michayahu related, the war against Ramoth Gilead would be won by Yisrael. However, Achav, king of Yisrael, would be killed during battle. Michayahu continued to prophesy the evil forces were trying to lure Achav to death by having false prophets prophesy that Achav would win in battle. Sidkiah then slapped Michayahu in the face and denied the validity of Michayahu's prophecy. Achav ordered Michayahu to be placed in jail with little food and water. In Pasuk Chav Tes, Vayal Melech Yisrael v'Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda Ramoth Gilead. The king of Yisrael Achav and Yehoshaphat went together to battle in Ramoth Gilead. Achav told Yehoshaphat before battle he personally will not wear royal garbs to look like a regular soldier, while Yehoshaphat was to wear royal garments. King of Aram ordered his 32 chariots not to strike down the weak and only go for the king of Yisrael. A soldier spotted a man in royal clothes and thought it was to be Achav, king of Yisrael. However, Yehoshaphat revealed his true identity and was not killed, as there were strict orders only to kill the king of Yisrael. A soldier from Aram shot Achav, king of Yisrael, not realizing he was shot. Achav was not wearing royal clothing. An arrow hit Achav between the joints of his armor. Rashi points out the archer's name was Naaman, who we will later see in Malachim Beis, converted to Judaism after Elisha did a miracle for him. Achav told his wagon driver to return to the camp. Achav's blood spilled all over the wagon and died. The good news went out to all Yisrael about the death of Achav, and Achav was buried in the Shomron. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lama Tes Amud Beis, explains, why was it good news when Achav died? Because it's a simcha, a happiness in front of Hashem when Rishayim get destroyed. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis Amud Beis, the Tanhuma, and the Bereishis Rabbah all explain Hashem seemed to have a difficult time when judging Achav. Hashem had to consult with his family in heaven, as Achav was considered equal in mitzvahs and averus. Hashem was uncertain on how to judge Achav. However, the prosecuting angels kept bringing proof that Achav was guilty. Then Hashem sealed Achav in the book of death. in Pasuk Mem through Nun Dalet, which is the end of the Perek and end of the Sefer. Achaz Yohu, Achav's son, ruled over Yisrael next. Yehoshaphat was 35 years old when becoming king and ruled over Yerushalayim for 25 years. Achav was righteous like his father Asa, but failed to remove the private altars like his father Asa as well. Yehoshaphat built ships to travel for gold. Ahaziyahu wanted to travel with Yehoshaphat, but Yehoshaphat declined the offer. Yehoshaphat died and was buried in Dovid. Yoram, Yehoshaphat's son, ruled next. Ahaziyahu perpetuated the evil like his father Ahab and reigned for 2 years. Ahaziyahu worshipped Baal and angered Hashem. And that's the end of Sefer Melachim Aleph. Again, as we finish Sefer Melachim Aleph, we should all merit to see the true king of the world, Hashem, in his full glory, with the uniting of the 12 tribes in Eretz Yisrael, with the building of the third Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And again, it's fitting to raise our levels of happiness and simcha as we finish another Sefer of Navi. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.